On the phone with us today, we are pleased to be joined by IndyCar driver Santino Ferrucci in the famed number 14 car running around the track this weekend at Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama for the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Santino, thanks for talking with us today, man. Really appreciate it.
Dwayne, thanks for having us on.
You betcha.
Super excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got to be like Christmas for you. You've got the Barber Motorsports Park this weekend, and then we're going into that busy month of May. It just doesn't get better as an IndyCar driver, does it?
No, it does not. It is a busy 6 weeks coming up.
Well, I tell you, let's go back to the beginning. You're in your, fifth year on the circuit now, but 8 year overall, I believe. Is that right?
That'd be correct.
And it looks like you got your start. It says here you still like working on the go-karts a little bit on your when you're off the track. Is that true?
I do. I have a shifter cart at my local track along with like a direct drive tag. And very much do love going out there, pounding around, and working on those things.
Very cool. Well, I mean, the mecca of Indy racing is the Indianapolis 500. You were the 2019 Indianapolis 500 Rookie of the Year. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, I mean, man, that first year was such a blur. Everything happened so fast. It went by so quick. I had an amazing team around me between engineering, spotters, and everybody that just walked me through it my first time. And you know, the goal was to bring the car home in one piece, which I feel like we did. And to that point, we ended up with a pretty awesome result.
Who was your idol on the circuit? I mean, I assume you've always been a racing fan, right?
I have. Man, idol-wise, I loved Michael Schumacher growing up. But now the more time I spend with him, I absolutely love hanging out with AJ.
Oh, I bet. I mean, you're talking some big names there, some power hitters in the racing scene for sure. Well, tell us about the Barber Motorsports Park coming up this weekend. What's the big tough turns or what's the difficult part of this track?
Man, this track is kind of unique to the calendar with the high speed and all of the elevation changes. It makes it kind of like a mini Spa, which is a European circuit. A lot of us drivers that have driven both love them both. And, you know, it's very challenging. You can't put your foot wrong at any point in time there. And because if you do, there's no room for error. You're going to hit something.
Well, for the fans, and we're sending someone along. We have a correspondent that goes to this track every year, and he loves going to this track in Alabama, says it's one of the greatest to experience. It truly is a fan favorite, one of the fan favorites.
No, it definitely is. And honestly, the fans out there are so awesome. They do such a great job. I mean, it looks like a blast to be out there camping and hanging out, and these guys look like they're drinking their heads off a little bit, you know, enjoying a typical sports Sunday, as you would.
So run down the schedule for this weekend. What's your track times and practice and all that?
Track time-wise, it's not a crazy amount. We're on track for our first practice on Friday. We'll probably get to use two sets of new tires, get a taste of both compounds, get our weekend started. And then from there on Saturday, we start early in the morning with our final practice and final tune-ups before qualifying. Qualify Saturday afternoon. Quick warm-up on Sunday to do a systems check, make sure the car's really happy, and then we are off racing at about 1:30 Eastern.
Well, talk about the circuit so far. I know we're still early in the season, but how do you think your team has done so far in the early season?
Man, we had a very interesting start to our season. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of learning this year. I have a new engineer, basically whole new mechanic staff. So everybody getting to know one another has been a little bit of a change. Obviously, nothing's easy. There are some growing pains, but the potential to be great is definitely there, and I think we started to show that off of our last race in Long Beach. You know, we came from dead last to finish 11th. So we're just going to ride that momentum wave here into the next event and see what we can get out of it.
And then it's off to Indianapolis for this exciting month of May. I mean, I can't imagine being a driver going to the Indianapolis 500 and running. And like I said, the Mecca. We're here in the Hoosier State. And, I mean, people year in and year out, it's the single most attended sporting event in the world every single year with good reason. The excitement, the enthusiasm, the chance to kiss the bricks and drink the milk. There's nothing quite like it.
No, there is not. I mean, and also, it's one of the few events that we are truly rock stars, and I love that about it. You know, just the way that the amount of fans are there, especially for me, I will say, driving the 14 car, it's a different kind of feeling. You know, I've competed in 6 500s with, man, 5 different teams, I believe, 4 different teams. So Coyne, Ray Hall, Dreyer, Reinbolt, and now Foyt, and I will say driving the 14 car is a whole new level of freaking cool, man.
I can only imagine. What's your top speed? Do you have any idea what you've registered top speed?
I want to say this, at the test, it was probably about 238, 240. We'll see what happens when we tune the cars up to qualifying again this year, but I'm sure we'll get over that 240 mark.
Man, there's nothing like it. That's got to be the thrill. Unbelievable. Santino Ferrucci is our guest, IndyCar driver, of course, getting ready for Barber Motorsports Park this weekend. A great race, a fan favorite. It's the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. 1:30 is when the green flag goes up, and we'll have complete flag-to-flag coverage, of course, on Memories 107.9. And then all month long in the month of May, extensive coverage of the Indianapolis 500 and the greatest spectacle in racing. Santino, stay safe. Best wishes to you in the race this weekend and into the 500 in the month of May. We'll be pulling for the number 14 car, and we really appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.